Gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the new Lawrence and Lee play with music, The Golden Empress, starring Gordon McRae and his famous guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another musical first is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we bring you the Golden Empress, a majestic dream that never came true. Dorothy Warren Scholl will be the Princess Charlotte of Coburg, and I shall be...
His Royal Highness, the Archduke Ferdinand Maximilian of Habsburg, Governor General of the Kingdoms of Lombardy and Venice, and Knight of the Golden Fleet.
Lord, our high protector, Emperor, give him strength to lead us aright. Stand beside our King and Emperor, guide him through the perilous night. Though our enemies may surround us, we will never be afraid. Hail the Empire, hail the Emperor, glorious majesty there will reign.
Dear friends and subjects, thank you for your kind felicitations on this, our wedding day. The Princess Charlotte joins in the prayer that we will enjoy the love and loyalty of you, the people of Lombardy and Venice.
Was it all right, my dearest one?
Oh, you were too humble, Max.
Well, I think the people are pleased to see humility in a prince.
We are the people, Max. God has appointed us to reign over them.
Oh, Charlotte. Dearest Charlotte, even on our wedding day, must you lecture me on the divine right of kings? There are much more important matters to speak of, you know.
Speak to me of love and say what I'm longing to hear. Tender words of love, repeat them again.
Enough to do anything you ask. You name it.
I want a crown.
A crown?
Oh, not for myself, but for my husband. Max, I won't be happy until you are an emperor.
Come.
Your Highness, as everyone is awaiting your entrance for the grand ball.
We are coming, Chamberlain. Let the music commence. Shall we dance, my darling?
What are you thinking, Max?
Oh, about Vienna. This music makes me think of home.
Oh, what I would give if I could relive those days in Vienna again.
The taste of new wine, the thrill that was mine, live on my heart's lovely refrain.
A thousand delights, a magical night, I spent in your starlight that fades.
And often it seems like a city of dreams, a city of dreams that come true.
I am, but, well, this music makes me think of the old days in Vienna, those carefree days. Charlotte, are they gone?
Oh, better days lie ahead. Days of destiny, Max.
I wonder if we shall be good friends, Destiny and I. Kind of you to invite us to Paris, Your Majesty.
Is there a better place for our honeymoon?
We are proud, Your Majesty, to enjoy the hospitality of Louis Napoleon.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. We're all being too formal. My wife's sister and her husband should call me Louis, eh? What do they call you at court? Max?
Or Maxwell.
I suppose you've heard the good news from across the water, Maxwell.
You mean from the United States?
Oh, splitting to pieces like a badly designed ship. I predicted it. While the United States is at war with itself, what could be a better time for us to look south of the Rio Grande? Like a great cornucopia lies the treasure chest of Montezuma, Mexico. Rich but leaderless. An empire, sir, waiting only for its emperor.
You are suggesting...
You like the sound of it? Maximilian the First?
The throne of Mexico?
The strong arm of France will put you there.
Well, sir, it will have to be up to the people. If the people of Mexico want me,
An election? Very well, we'll have an election.
I know nothing of the country, sir. Would Charlotte be happy there?
Oh, a lovely country. Here's a song they tell me is popular in the capital. Something about a dove. It's a pretty thing.
Let me try it.
Oh, they have taste, those Mexicanos. Taste.
The day that I left my home for the rolling sea, I said, Mother dear, oh, pray to thy God for me. And ere we sailed, I went upon leave to take of love. If their poor heart would break. Oh, mother, if I should die and the ocean's gone, softly
that loving comes back for thee. Oh, a life on the sea.
Oh, a life on the sea.
Joyous and free.
Voice makes it lovelier, Charlotte.
Oh, no longer Charlotte. They will call you Carlotta over there.
The Empress Carlotta. I like that. And what will Max be?
Oh, Maximiliano or some such thing.
Well, what do you think, Charlotte?
It is destiny, Max.
The election?
You shall have your election.
And you will support me?
On my honor as Emperor of the French, I shall not fail you. Memorandum to Marshal Bazaine, Mexico City. Please arrange for an election among the Mexican peoples. In counting the ballots, you will kindly make sure that Maximilian of Habsburg receives the overwhelming majority of votes. Signed, Louis Napoleon, Emperor of the French.
To His Imperial Majesty Franz Joseph, Emperor of Austria and Hungary, my dear brother, the people of Mexico have voted me their emperor. I have no choice but to accept. Charlotte and I sail for Veracruz in the ninth instant. Only God knows when we shall see each other again. Your affectionate brother, Maxo.
Dear Sister Eugenie, our first taste of Mexico is appalling. There was no one at the port to meet us. The heat is unbearable. The people do not seem glad that we have come here. Oh, Maxwell.
What's the matter, darling?
Oh, I've just had an awful premonition. We will die here, Maxwell. We will never see Vienna again.
Oh, no, Carlotta Mia. This is our home now. This is our empire. We shall make Mexico sing, and old Vienna will seem pale by comparison.
Dream when Vienna dreams, as o'er the Danube the moonlight beams.
Once through Vienna's melodies, live, laugh, and love like the
In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of The Golden Empress. 100 years ago this month, Commodore Matthew C. Perry arrived in Tokyo to negotiate a commercial treaty with Japan and thereby open up that empire to the Western world. With the development of steam power for the Navy than any other officer, was enthusiastic about the potentialities of the railroads. He had seen towns and cities grow, industries expand, and new ones spring up as the railroads opened up new territory. He realized that they provided the transportation facilities so essential to the growth and development of the country, and he saw what they would mean to its economy. But far-sighted as he was, Commodore Perry would be as amazed at today's mighty railroads as the Japanese were at the tiny steam locomotive, tender, and passenger car of a century ago. For the railroads have become the very backbone of our mighty productive power for commerce and defense. Essential to our mass production and distribution systems, the railroads tie together every part of our country and every phase of our industry with the most efficient, high-volume, low-cost transportation system known to man. Truly, Commodore Perry was on the right track when he displayed his primitive railroad train as the very symbol of American progressiveness. Now we continue with Act Two of The Golden Empress by Lawrence and Lee, starring Gordon McRae as Maximilian I and Dorothy Warrenschold as Carlotta.
Axel, remember how we hated Mexico when we first arrived? You know, in these past 2 years, I've come to love this land and the people. And they love you, darling. They adore you.
Do they? Does Senor Juarez adore me?
Why, he's a bandit. Don't you know that?
Juarez says I am the bandit, that I have stolen his country from him.
Don't worry about politics, Maxwell. Here, this will cheer you up. A new song by that nice Mr. Bizet. Remember him? He just arrived on the clipper ship from Saint Nazaire. Open thy heart, feel the veil to my eyes. Dream in my summer villa and warm room and thy heart. Oh, give me back.
Pretty. Very pretty.
Oh, Max. Max, my darling, open your heart to me. What's troubling you?
The same ship which brought Mr. Bizet's music also brought us greetings from Louis Napoleon. His troops are leaving Mexico.
Why, if the French leave, Waters will be in the capital in a week.
No troops, no money, no friends.
We have friends.
But not enough.
Oh, we shall have to abdicate.
What, and go running back to Europe like a whipped dog with people sniggering about poor old Max who couldn't hang onto his throne? No.
Then I shall go to Louis Napoleon. I'll force him to keep his promise.
Then they will say I'm hiding behind a woman's skirts.
Oh, what does it matter, Max, if we win? I won't fail you. I promise you I will not fail.
Why did I let you go? When will I see you again?
Far over the waves is the place I am longing to be. Far over the waves is the face I am longing to see. Far over the waves is the voice I am yearning to hear. Why wait for the waves that will carry me home to my dear?
I have no choice, dear lady. We must be realistic.
You gave your word, Louis Napoleon. You cannot leave Maximilian in a hostile country with no one to stand by him.
I fully sympathize with your feelings, madame.
Feelings? What do feelings matter? An empire is at stake.
Oh, more than one, dear lady. Here in France, the Mexican adventure is becoming unpopular. That bothersome Mr. Seward in Washington keeps sending me telegraphic cables. Oh, why did they ever invent that thing? Oh, dear me. Here's one of them here. Sir, the United States considers it an unfriendly act that French armed forces are in Mexico in violation of the Monroe Doctrine.
I am not interested in your excuses. What does Your Majesty propose to do?
Do, madame? I intend to get my troops out of that unhappy land as quickly as possible. And I advise your husband to do the same.
Dearest beloved, it goes badly for us here. The Juaristas have taken the capital. But I think we can hold out for a time here in the North Country. Oh, I miss you, my love. The other night, strangely enough, I dreamed we were together.
I dreamed a dream the other night. I dreamed I was home with you. I dreamed a dream of pure delight, as dreamers so often do. But with the sun, my dream was done and gone with the dawning view. How sadly I recall with a sigh the dream that
Maximilian, my heart. Napoleon has failed us. I have pleaded your cause with every power that would hear me, but no one will help us. It pains me to think of my poor Max in danger in the battlefield. But know, my darling, that I am always at your side. I dreamed a dream the other night. I dreamed I was home.
Anything you wish to say?
Yes. I am dying in a just cause. I forgive all, and I pray that all will forgive me. I pray that my blood will flow for the good of this land. Viva Mexico.
Me the news now.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Is there anything in the paper about Max?
The Emperor is dead, Your Majesty. He has been dead for many, many years.
Of course, I keep forgetting.
There's a picture here of a young man named Lindbergh. He's getting ready to fly an aeroplane all the way from New York to Paris.
Oh, what a foolish thing to do. Tell him I forbid it.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I...
Your Majesty? Are you all right?
Good evening, Charlotte.
Is it? Oh, no, it can't be.
You're not well, Your Majesty. I'm going to get the doctor.
I've been waiting a long time for you, my darling.
Max. Oh, Max, my beloved, how young you look.
You are young now, Carlotta Mia. The 60 years between us are nothing now, my love.
Oh, I failed you, Max. I tried, but oh, it's so hard to explain.
There's nothing to explain. We'll never be apart, my love. No waves or years between us. You must be my golden empress for all eternity.
Oh, Max. Max.
And we shall sing and dance again, just as we did on our wedding day.
Dream when Vienna dreams, as o'er the Danube a moonlight beams.
Once to Vienna's memories, live, laugh, and love like the
Dorothy Warren shall be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Joseph Kearns, Isabel Jewell, and our entire company. Tonight's Play with Music was written especially for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Since the end of the Second World War, tremendous improvements have been made in railroads and railroading. These improvements are the result of research, ingenuity, and invention, and the product of the investment of railroad dollars, without which not even the most ingenious research can be put to use. Looking ahead, greater things are yet to be done. Greater dreams are yet to be dreamed. If only there is opportunity to earn the rewards of courage and inventiveness, and a return on the investment, which is risk to make these dreams come true.
Thank you, Marvin.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, Dorothy, we have a real musical treat for you next Monday night. A personal visit with the composer who wrote...
On wings of song, love came flying, and sighing low in the breeze.
Ah, Mr. Mendelssohn, I presume.
Oh, you're so right, Dorothy. We'll have the world premiere of a new play about Mendelssohn called On Wings of Song. Can we count on your high C?
Well, I'll be here with a B flat anyway. See you next week, Gordon.
All right, and good night, Dorothy.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as if we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, and on Wings of Song, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Gordon McRae can be seen in Warner Brothers' The Desert Song in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Jerome Hines on NBC.